joint worship we have in our church.
能够中英文堂，我们有啊两种语言，我们在一起敬拜，真是好的无比。
It's great that whether you speak English or Chinese, we can join together and worship God.
我们都是在神的家庭里面，不管是什么语言、什么肤色，我们都是上帝的儿女。
We're all brothers and sisters of Jesus' kingdom, and whether you speak Chinese or English, regardless of the skin, your skin color, we're all family.
感谢神，我们在耶稣基督里面是一家人。
We're all family in Jesus' kingdom.
还有两天就是圣诞节。
Christmas is coming in 2 days.
我们期待在24号晚上平安夜的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们一起来到这个地方来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
I look forward to celebrating Christmas on Christmas Eve with every one of you on 24th.
大家可以带着自己好吃的菜来一起分享。
You're welcome to bring your delicacies for everyone to join to enjoy.
然后用美妙的歌声、欢乐的舞蹈来赞美神、称颂主。
And then we're gonna use our beautiful voice and happy dances to. Praise our Lord.
我知道许多弟兄姐妹为了一起在平安夜来参加圣诞晚会，将家庭团聚的时间都改了。
I know many of you have to rearrange your family gathering time so that you can come and join us on the Christmas celebration day.
感谢神，在基督新教里面，我们一年只有两个重大的节日。
In a Christian belief, we have 2 special events annually.
一个是受难节、复活节，还有另外一个就是圣诞节。
One is Easter, another one is Christmas.
我们知道以色列人他有三大节期不管他们住得多远，不管他们多忙碌，在三大节期的时候，他们都要欢聚在一起。
We know Jewish people, they have 3 major festivals to celebrate annually, and however far they live, they will gather together and celebrate.
我们虽然不像以色列人那样按照律法来守节期，但是我们在这两个重要的基督教的日子里面，我们聚在一起也是具有非常重要的意义的。
We don't abide to Jewish laws, but as Christians, we also wanted to join together and celebrate on these 2 major festivals.
所以，鼓励弟兄姐妹尽量能够把这两个重要的日子，一个是受难节、复活节，另外一个是受难节，这两个日子能够保留下来，把度假和家人团聚的时间尽量错开。
So I sincerely encourage our brothers and sisters to set aside these 2 major events. Spend time with your family on some other days.
我也鼓励大家可以邀请家人朋友一起来参加我们的圣诞晚会。
I also encourage you to invite your family and friends to come and join us on the Christmas Eve.
盼望着我们的家人朋友一起在平安夜的时候，在这地方可以一起来得到上帝从天上赐给我们的平安。
So that not just us, but our families and friends can. Come here and receive the blessings from God.
我想这是我们纪念圣诞节的一个最重要的一个意义在这里面。
I think that is the most important meaning of celebrating Christmas.
因为耶稣基督从高天临到地上，就是要把平安带给我们。
Because Jesus Christ came into the world from high above, so that he can bring blessings to us.
上次我讲到，就是以马太福音的第一章第一节讲了耶稣基督的家谱，讲到耶稣基督是人类的救主。
So last in my last sermon, I mentioned that from Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, Jesus is the Messiah.
今天我要继续以马太福音第一章第一节的内容来讲耶稣基督家谱的第二讲，就是两个圣约。
So today I wanted to continue sharing on this topic.Based on the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, 2 covenants.
在马太福音第一章第一节说，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，就几个字。
So Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
不管这儿提到了他是用后裔或者是子孙，其实在原文都是一个词，都是表示子孙的意思。
So in the original text, they use the same word, son.
从马太福音第一章里面，我们可以看到关于耶稣基督的家谱的记载，我们可以看到耶稣确实是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是也是大卫的后裔。
So from the record of Matthew chapter 1, we can see that Jesus was indeed a descendant of David as well as Abraham.
当我们看到这个后裔或者后代这个词的时候呢，我们可能会想到啊，谁是谁的后代，他一定是有血缘关系才算是后代。
So whenever we see the word descendant, we will generally think that in order to be considered a descendant, you have to be related by blood.
但我们知道耶稣是童贞女玛利亚从圣灵感孕而生。
But we know that Jesus was conceived of Holy Spirit to the, by the Virgin Mary.
玛利亚怀孕之后才与她的未婚夫约瑟结婚。
Virgin Mary married her fiancé Joseph after she was conceived with Jesus.
所以从血缘关系上来说，耶稣没有玛利亚或约瑟的任何的血缘基因。
So in terms of blood relationship, Jesus had no blood genes from either Mary or Joseph.
耶稣只是神借着玛利亚的子宫怀孕生产来到世上。
So Jesus was conceived and delivered to the world through Virgin Mary.
以前的人可能对这点的话就觉得很难接受，怎么可能，对吗？
So for people in the old time, they may find it impossible.
但是其实我们今天来讲的话就是比较容易理解，就像我们今天的代孕啊一样。
Nowadays it's easier to understand. It's just like a surrogacy.
但是与代孕不一样的是，代孕是需要把受精卵放置在代孕妈妈的子宫当中。
The difference is surrogacy requires placing a fertilized egg in the surrogate mother's uterus.
耶稣不是男女结合产生的受精卵发育而来。
Jesus was not developed from a fertilized egg produced by the union of a man and a woman.
而是上帝直接把耶稣的生命以胚胎的形式放置在玛利亚的子宫当中。
Instead, Lord put Jesus in the form of an embryo in Virgin Mary's uterus.
这是怎么做到的呢？我们人类的头脑是无法理解这些的。
So for us, we find it impossible to imagine how this was done.
但是我们还是可以接受，就像最开始的时候，上帝是怎样用泥土造亚当，并且像他吹了一口气，亚当就成了有灵的活人一样。
But we still can accept that just as how we accept that the Lord made Adam out of clay and breathed into it.And then Adam became a living soul.
我们能理解上帝怎样用亚当造人吗？不能，对吗？但是我们知道上帝是无所不能的上帝，在他没有任何难成的事情。
We could not fully comprehend how God made Adam out of clay, but we know that God is Almighty God, and there is nothing impossible for Him.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣是童贞女玛利亚从童贞玛利亚所生。而玛利亚的丈夫是约瑟。
We know from the Bible that Jesus was born through Virgin Mary, and Mary's husband was Joseph.
虽然耶稣没有玛利亚和约瑟的任何的血缘基因，但是从法律上讲，耶稣完全拥有作为约瑟儿子的所有的处罚权益。
Even though Jesus did not have any blood genes from either Mary or Joseph, Legally speaking, he owned all the legal rights as the son of Joseph.
所以从这个角度上讲，耶稣是约瑟的后代，完全没有问题。
So from this perspective, there is no question that Jesus was a son of Joseph.
约瑟是大卫的后代，大卫是亚伯拉罕的后代。
Joseph is a descendant of David, and David was descendant of Abraham.
所以耶稣是大卫的后代，是亚伯拉罕的后代，也没有问题。
That meant there was no question that Jesus was son of David, son of Abraham.
所以就是我这里讲的就是要解决一个问题啊。耶稣虽然没有玛利亚和约瑟的这个血缘关系，但是从法律地位上讲，他是完全是合，完全是合法的。
So in terms of blood relationship, Jesus had no genes from Mary or Joseph, but legally speaking, he owned the legal right as their descendant.
那么为什么在马太福音里面要特别提到耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是大卫的子孙呢？
Why a book of Matthew specifically mentioned that Jesus was son of David, son of Abraham?
因为这个就跟耶稣那个时代的背景是有很大的关系的。
And that's because the background of the time of Jesus.
因为在耶稣那个时代，我们知道以色列人是被罗马政府所统治的。
So back in the time of Jesus, Israelites were ruled under the Roman Empire.
古以色列国自从公元前586年被巴比伦帝国毁灭之后，他们被掳到巴比伦。他们后来，他们虽然中有一部分人回归故土，但是他们在绝大部分时间里面是没有自己的国家政权。
So, after the ancient nation of Israel was destroyed by the Babylonian Empire back in year of 586 BC, most of the Israelites were taken captive to Babylon, and they were not allowed to return to their own land. And most of the time, they didn't have their own national government.
所以以色列那块土地呢，他们就先后在历史上我们知道的话，他们先后是被巴比伦帝国、波斯马代帝国、希腊帝国和罗马帝国所统治。
And the land of Israel was successively ruled by Babylonian Empire, Persian, Median Empire, Greek Empire, and Roman Empire.
所以我们知道，我们读圣经的话，我们知道在亚伯拉罕之约当中有一个很重要的一个上帝的应许，就是要把迦南那块土地赐给以色列和他的后代。
So we know God made a promise in the Abrahamic covenant that he will give back the land of Canaan back to Israelites.
所以以色列国在那边生活了有几百年，但是后来他们却被灭亡了。所以他们短暂拥有过那片土地，但是他们在耶稣时代他们就是已经就丢失掉了。
So the Israelites, they lived in the promised land for a few hundred years, but then they lost that land, and during the time of Jesus, that land was lost.
另外我们知道大卫之约，上帝向他们的君王大卫应许他的后裔要永远作王，在那个时代也变得好像没有希望。
God made another promise to David that one of his descendants will be king forever. At that time, in that background, that promise seemed impossible.
所以马太福音第一章第一节就是很短的一句话，耶稣基督的家谱，他是亚伯拉罕后裔，他是大卫的子孙。其实这短短的这几句话，他是马太，他是要把耶稣要连和旧约整个的旧约的要连接在一起。
The verse from Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 seems short, but that's how Jesus' disciple Matthew tried to connect Jesus to the Old Testament.
因为在旧约当中，两个最对以色列人来讲哈，两个最重要的约就是亚伯拉罕之约和大卫之约。
Because in the Old Testament, two of the most important covenants to Israelites were the Abrahamic covenant and the Davidic covenant.
但是在耶稣那个时代，当以色列人再去看这两个约的内容的时候，发现这两个约好像离他们非常非常的遥远，他们的盼望在哪里？
So in the time of Jesus, these two covenants to Israelites seemed so far away, they couldn't see where their hope was.
在他们快要绝望的时候，上帝差他的儿子耶稣来到世上，就要来成就这两个约中的应许。
Just when the Israelites were about to give up, Lord sent his son Jesus to the world, to fulfill these promises made to Abraham and David.
所以这两句这一句话，马太福音的第一章第一节，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，这句话其实对以色列来讲是非常的重要的。
So this simple verse, the record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, means a lot to Israelites.
这不仅是对以色列人重要，其实也是对整个全人类来讲也是非常重要的。
This message is not only important to the Israelites, but also to everybody on earth.
OK, 我下面呢就来讲这两个约为什么对以色列人很重要，也是对我们全人类是很重要。
And I will continue to explain why these two covenants are so important.
我先来读一段经文，是在创世纪第十七章四到八节，那段是讲到亚伯拉罕之约的内容。
First, let me read from Genesis chapter 17, verses 4 to 8.
亚伯兰99岁的时候，耶和华神对他说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，要做你和你后裔的神，我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔永远为业，我也必做他们的神。
When Abraham turned 99 years old, Jehovah Lord said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you.I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是以色列人的祖先，所以亚伯拉罕之约对以色列人来讲是非常重要的。
We know Abraham was the ancestor of all Israelites, and this Abrahamic covenant is crucial to Israelites.
我们是外邦人，亚伯拉罕之约对我们很重要吗？当然也是很重要的。
So being called Gentiles by the Israelites, does the Abrahamic covenant mean a lot to us as well? Of course, yes.
我们都知道上帝对以色列人是非常祝福的。
We know God blessed the Israelites.
那么我们这些外邦人跟亚伯拉罕之约的祝福有关系吗？
And as for us, the Gentiles, what does the Abrahamic covenant has anything to do with us?
我们也想要得到神对以色列人的祝福吗？
Do we also want to receive the blessings that God gave the Israelites?
在亚伯拉罕之约当中，我们可以看到第一个，神对亚伯拉罕的后裔的应许是要祝福他的后裔要像天上的星、海边的沙那么多。
So we can see from the Abrahamic covenant that the first promise God made to Abraham was to bless his descendants so that he sons will be as numerous as the sands on seashore.
我们知道在现在全世界的犹太人大概有1500万左右。
We know the population of Jewish is around 150 million, sorry,
15 million.
Yeah.
但是你知道在全世界广义的基督徒大约有26亿。
But there are about 2.6 billion Christians in a broader sense.
占世界总人口的33%。
Which counts for about 33% of the whole population.
圣经说，凡效法亚伯拉罕信心的人，都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The Bible says, whoever imitates Abraham's faith is considered Abraham's descendant.
所以从属灵的真亚伯拉罕的后裔来说，神对亚伯拉罕后裔的应许在耶稣基督里面实现了。
So from the perspective of the spiritual descendant, God's promise to Abraham was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
我们因信耶稣基督都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are all considered descendants of Abraham because we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们也因此成为神要在亚伯拉罕之约里面祝福的人。
And that's why we are also the people who will receive the blessings promised by God in the Abrahamic covenant.
所以这是非常重要的。
That makes this covenant really important.
我们再来看亚伯拉罕之约的另外一个内容，就是亚伯拉罕对神对亚伯拉罕土地的应许。
The second, God promised land in to Abraham.
神允许要把迦南全地赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔，永远为他们的产业。
God promised the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession to him and his descendants.
但是我们从以色列悲惨的历史，我们知道他们失去了国家，他们又失去了那片土地，他们被掳到异国他乡。
But from Israel's tragic history, we know that their nations have been destroyed, and the Israelites have been taken captive to other countries.
后来虽然他们回归了，但是也仍然面临很多的困难和挑战。
Later on, some of them returned to their land, but they still face a lot of difficulties and disasters.
特别是公元136年那时候犹太有一个第二次犹太起义，他们要反抗罗马政府的统治，但是那次犹太起义是彻底失败了。
Especially in year 136 AD, Israelites, they tried to overthrow the Roman government, but they were defeated.
那时候他们起义之后，罗马帝国就把所有的犹太人赶出应许之地，并且不准他们再回来。
And after the war, Roman government drove all Israelites out of their promised land and did not allow them to return.
直到1948年以色列复国。
Until the restoration of Israel in year 1948.
他们才拥有那块土地的部分。
And they were able to own part of that land.
所以神应许给亚伯拉罕那块土地，现在的这个以色列国家，它只是占领了大部分，但还不完全是以色列的。
So the nation of Israel only occupies or owns part of the promised land.
如果我们关心最近的这些国际形势的话，你只知道这个叙利亚就是发生内战，然后阿萨德政权倒台了。
So if you watch news closely.You know what's happening in the world right now. The government in Syria has fallen.
然后以色列他其实之前一直占领那个戈兰高地，他其实国际上是不承认的，但是他借着这次叙利亚政府的倒台，他就占领了更多的戈兰高地的那一块土地。
Part of the land that Israel occupies has not been recognized before, but after this, the disruption of the government in Syria, Israel took the chance and claimed the land.
以色列的目标其实他们就是很清楚，他们就是想要恢复神允许给他们的那块土地的主权。
Israelites, they just wanted to claim back what was promised.From God.
但是我相信不管以色列他们再怎么样努力，他们不可能完全占领那块应许之地的。
But I think no matter how hard they try, they probably will not be able to take back all of the promised land.
但是神说要把那块应许之地赐给他们永远为业，怎么能够实现？
God, in the covenant, God promised.The land as an everlasting possession to Israelites. How is that possible?
但是我们相信耶稣基督，他在末日再来的时候，他要在地上要建立弥赛亚的国度。
But we believe that on the last day when Jesus returns, He will build a kingdom of a Messiah on earth.
亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔要与基督一统作王，要治理全地。
And the spiritual descendants of Abraham will be king with Jesus and rule over the earth.
所以亚伯拉罕之约对土地的应许，其实是在遥指向将来那位要来的君王，他要在地上建立弥赛亚的国度。那位将来的君王就是耶稣基督。
So the promise of the land of Canaan was actually referring to Jesus, who will come, return in the future, and build the internal kingdom of Messiah on earth.
第三，我们可以再继续看神对亚伯拉罕的应许。是得福的应许。
Third, God promised blessings to Abraham.
神应许地上的万国都要因亚伯拉罕的后裔得福。
God promised that all nations will receive God's blessings through descendants of Abraham.
我们可以看到，在以色列历史当中，以色列在曾经在一段时间里面，它确实是使世界上的很多国家蒙福。
If we look back in history.There was a time when a nation of Israel blessed many nations around it.
就是以色列，他在大卫和所罗门王做王的那段时间，他确实是非常的强盛。
Israel was once prominent during the king of David and king of Solomon.
就是那时候，不管从他们统治的这个地理范围，还是他们国家的这个财富。权势在当时的世界是无人能及的。
So whether you look at the geographical scope of their rule or the king's fortune or power, these kings were unparalleled at that time.
但是我们知道，所罗门王死之后，以色列国就一落千丈。
But we know after King Solomon died, nation of Israel has fallen apart.
在后来的历史当中，再也没有那么强盛过。
And there has never been a more prominent time in the subsequent history.
犹太人到至今也没有成为地上万国万民的祝福。
Up to today, Jewish people have not become a blessing for all nations and not all people.
他们认为上帝的祝福只给犹太人。
They believe that God's blessings are only limited to Jewish people.
所以你要得到上帝的祝福的话，你首先要成为犹太人。
So, in order to receive God's blessings, you have to become a Jew.
这完全不是上帝对亚伯拉罕的应许。
This is not what God promised Abraham at all.
上帝祝福亚伯拉罕是为了要把上帝的祝福带给地上的万族万国。
God blessed, make this promise to Abraham.In order to bring his blessings to all nations and all peoples on earth,
使万民都得着上帝的拯救，成为上帝的子民，要享受上帝的同在。
So all people, all nations can be saved and blessed by God and be with God.
我们知道耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔，耶稣把上帝的福音首先带给犹太人，然后也把福音传给了外邦人。
We know that.Jesus, he brought the good news to Jewish people first, and then he spread out the good news to other nations and other peoples.
所以现在全世界，你知道有几千个民族，都是因信耶稣基督成为上帝的儿女。
So nowadays there are people of thousands of nations who believe in Jesus and are blessed by God.
在耶稣基督里面，我们得到了上帝对亚伯拉罕应许的祝福。
So in Jesus Christ, we received the promised blessings through God.
还有另外，神应许亚伯拉罕的后裔中有一位要做君王。
God also promised Abraham that one of his descendants will become a king.
这应许在大卫之约当中就会更加的清晰。
This promise was made clearer in the Davidic covenant.
耶稣是大卫的子孙，是那位将要来掌管全地的君王，所以在耶稣基督身上全部实现了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
So Jesus was sent to David, and he will become the king who reigned the whole world. So in Jesus, all of God's promises were fully fulfilled.
我们都因信耶稣是基督，都成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。我们因此在耶稣基督里面也得到了神对我们的祝福。
So because we believe in Jesus Christ, we have become descendants of Abraham, as well as receiving the blessings from God.
所以我再问一下弟兄姐妹，我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的应许是如此之多，如此之大，我们想要得到吗？
So let me ask you one more time. Now we see how God has blessed Abraham and his descendants. Do you want to get a share in that?
在耶稣基督里面，这是唯一得到神对亚伯拉罕的祝福的唯一的途径。
The only way to receive God's blessings is through Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这个圣诞节我们纪念耶稣基督诞生的日子，耶稣是诞生在一个犹太人的家庭里面，他的母亲是玛利亚，他的父亲是约瑟，他是大卫的后裔，是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this Christmas, as we commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born into a Jewish family, his mother was Virgin Mary, his father was Joseph.
所以
he's the son of David, the son of Abraham.
所以我想，其实就在圣诞节的时候，真的是我们不但是庆祝耶稣基督诞生，他来。道成肉身来到世上来拯救我们啊，这些我们都知道，但是其实在借着马太福音的第一章第一节里面提醒我们，耶稣基督降生所带给我们的有更丰富的含义在当中。
We already know that Jesus came into our world in a form of flesh, but with the help of this a verse from Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, I hope that we understand there is more meaning to the birth of Jesus Christ.
好，这是亚伯拉罕之约。我们来看另外一个对以色列人讲非常重要的约，就是大卫之约。
Next, let's look at the Davidic covenant.
所以当以色列人当中他们提起大卫的时候，他们真的是心里面满是骄傲。
So, Jewish people, they are very proud of their ancestor David.
所以你知道那个以色列的那国旗是什么标志？
Do you know the symbol on the Israel's national flag?
Yeah, 是什么？那个标志是什么标志？就是那个像一个五角的那个。对。他就是称为大卫之星，所以你知道大卫在以色列的心目当中是非常伟大的一位君王。
That symbol tells you how highly they regard David in the nation of Israel.
所以当我们提起大卫的时候，我们就不得不看神对大卫的应许是什么。
So as we talk about David, we have to look at what God promised David in the Davidic covenant.
在撒母耳记下七章十二节到十六节，这段经文是这样讲的：说，耶和华神对大卫说，你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国，他也必为我的名建造殿宇，我也必坚定他的国位直到永远。我要做他的父，他要做我的子。他若犯了罪，我必用人的杖责打他，用人的鞭责罚他，但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。你和你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚定，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 12 to 16. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my love will never be taken away from him as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
神在这个约中首先应许大卫的后代将继承他的王位，要蒙神祝福，并且要为神建造圣殿。
In this covenant, God promised David that his offspring will succeed his throne, and it will build a house for his name.
但是在这个约中，其实更重要的关键词是“永远”那个词。
But in this covenant, a more important keyword is forever.
神要坚定大卫的后裔要永远作王，大卫的另外一个子孙要永远统治，建立一个永恒的国度。
So God will establish God's offspring as king forever, and another son of David will forever reign and build a forever kingdom.
所以其实我们从现在的角度来看的话，这个大卫之约很明显的其实都在指向那位将来的弥赛亚。
So we can see clearly that this covenant, this promise refers to the Messiah that is to come in the future.
因为他们在过去的任何一个时代，任何一个伟大的君王，他们都已经去世了。
Because every powerful king in the past has died already.
弥赛亚将来自大卫的家族。
The Messiah will come from descendants of David.
并且他将建立一个永恒的国度，他要永远作王。
And he will build a forever kingdom, and he will reign forever.
我们从以色列的历史知道，以色列历史当中虽然说有些伟大的君王，他们的国家也曾经强盛过，但是最后都是灭亡了，圣殿也被烧毁了。
From the history of Israel, we know this country had some great kings. They had great time, but eventually the country will fall apart and their temples were burned down.
从以色列王国到耶稣诞生的那大概接近600年的时间里面，以色列他们先后经历了这个巴比伦帝国，我刚才讲过，巴比伦帝国、波斯马代帝国、希腊帝国和罗马帝国的统治。
So between the destruction of Israel and the birth of Jesus, there were about like 600 years of time, and then the nation of Israel has experienced the rule under Babylonian Empire, Persian Median Empire, Greek Empire, and Roman Empire.
所以你知道，在那接近600年的被外族统治的那种黑暗时期，以色列人感觉神对大卫之约的那个应许好像是越来越遥远。
So during these 600 years of time, dark time, Israelites felt that God's promise were leaving them farther and farther.
所以在耶稣时代，以色列人极其渴望有一位君王来拯救他们脱离这些外邦人的统治，他们盼望神在大卫之约中的应许，那位弥赛亚马上可以降临，可以带领他们推翻罗马政府的统治，恢复大卫那个时期强盛的那个国度。
So in the time of Jesus, Israelites were desperately waiting for a savior to save them from all the suffering.They were waiting for the promise, the Messiah, in the Davidic covenant to come and save them from and overthrow the Roman Empire and give God's blessings to them.
所以我们一定要理解那个时代以色列人他们的盼望和他们的心情是什么样。就像我们今天，我们好像现在对这个加拿大政府非常非常的不满意，对吧？我们盼望着什么时候可以重新选举，把现在的政府推翻，然后哪一位新的领导人可以重新带领加拿大可以复兴起来。
So we have to understand how Israelites felt at that time, just like how we now feel not happy with our government, and we are waiting for the next election so we can overthrow the current government.
所以在耶稣那个时代，大卫的子孙这个称呼就成为弥赛亚的一个代名词。
So at that time, the title of son of David became synonymous with the word Messiah.
在马太福音当中，我们仔细留意的话，大卫的子孙这个词多次从百姓口中喊出来。
So throughout the book of Matthew, we notice that the term son of David was shouted out from the mouth of people many, many times.
当耶稣在逾越节前他骑着驴驹准备进耶路撒冷的时候，前行后随的人就喊着说，何撒拉归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上何撒拉。
For instance, when Jesus was riding on the back of a donkey to enter Jerusalem, the crowds before and after him were shouting out Hosanna to the son of Davidblessed is he who comes in God's name and Hosanna on high.
所以他们那个时候就真的是期望耶稣就是大卫之约中应许的那位弥赛亚，那位君王可以来拯救他们，脱离外邦人的统治，脱离疾病，脱离痛苦，推翻罗马政府的统治。
So the Israelites, they expected that this Jesus was the promised Messiah in the Davidic covenant who could come and save themfrom all the sufferings, pains, and the rule under the Roman Empire.
他们这样的期望是正常的，但是他们的期望只是这样一位有强大能力的君王。
It's normal for them to have this expectation, but what they expected was just a powerful king.
即使这个君王实现了他们的期望，推翻了罗马政府的统治，但是又怎么样呢？这位君王他最后他也会死亡，对吗？
So even if they actually got a king who helped them overthrow the Roman Empire, but eventually this king would die.
所以说他们所期望的那位弥赛亚并不是大卫之约中神应许的那位真正的弥赛亚。
So the Messiah that they expected was not the exact same Messiah promised in the Davidic covenant by God.
那位真正的弥赛亚的是要永远做王的。
The true Messiah will be king forever.
耶稣知道百姓的期待与大卫之约中的应许根本就不一样，他来到地上的使命不是要来成就百姓的期望，而是要来成就神在大卫之约中的应许。
So Jesus knew that what the people expected was fundamentally different than what God promised in the Davidic covenant. He came to the world not to fulfill what the people wanted, but to fulfill what God promised in the covenant.
就像我们今天期盼着这个加拿大政府能够改换一个新的一个政府，一个新的领导人，但是其实又怎么样呢？可能这边政府过了之后，过了几年，然后即使变好了，然后过几年，然后又变坏了，对吗？
Just like how we wanted to see changes in our government, but even if we get a new government, a new leader, in a few years, there might be another change and things will be different. Maybe we'll be back to what they were like before.
我们要期待那位永远做王的那位弥赛亚。
What we should expect is the true forever Messiah.
耶稣就是那位要永远做王的弥赛亚。
Jesus is the forever, everlasting Messiah.
他道成肉身来到地上，33年之后，他被犹太人钉死在十字架上面。
Jesus came to the world in the form of flesh, and after 33 years, he was crucified on a cross.
但是第三天，他从死里复活了。
But on the third day, he was resurrected.
他败坏了魔鬼撒旦罪恶的权势或死亡的权势。
His resurrection destroyed the evil power and the power of death.
把信靠他的人从黑暗当中带到神光明的国度里面。
He brought people from darkness into the bright kingdom of God.
将来耶稣基督还要再来，他要把魔鬼邪恶的势力全部粉碎，要在地上建立永远的弥赛亚的国度。
Jesus will come again, and on that day, he will come and destroy all the sinful power, and then he will build a forever kingdom of Messiah.
我们这些信靠耶稣基督的人，要在这弥赛亚国度里面，要与耶稣基督一同作王。
And for us Christians, on that day we will be king with Messiah in that kingdom.
这才是我们应该真正所盼望、所追求的。
That this is what exactly we as Christians should expect and hope for.
地上的任何的伟大君王、任何强大的国家，都是短暂的。
So all nations, kings on the earth will vanish eventually.
但是在弥赛亚的国度里面却是永恒的。
But in the kingdom of Messiah, there will be a forever king.
这应该是我们每个基督徒所期盼的，真正应该期盼的。
This is what, as Christians, we truly hope for.
当马太在马太福音第一章第一节说，亚伯拉罕的后裔。大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
When Matthew said in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
耶稣就是那位大卫的后裔，要来永远作王的那位弥赛亚。
Jesus is the son of David, the true Messiah.
耶稣是童贞女玛利亚从圣灵感孕而生。
Jesus was conceived of Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary.
他来要完全成就神在亚伯拉罕之约和大卫之约中的应许。
He came to the world to fully fulfill what was promised in the Abrahamic covenant and the Davidic covenant.
而我们这些信靠耶稣是基督的人，要在耶稣里面得到神对亚伯拉罕所有的应许和祝福。
For those who call themselves Christians, we are to receive all the promised blessings in Jesus Christ.
将来我们要生活在大卫之约所应许的那位弥赛亚国度里面，要与基督一同作王，直到永远。
On the last day, we will all be in the kingdom of Messiah promised in the Davidic covenant, and will be king and ruling the world forever.
这就是我们的信仰，这就是我们的盼望。
This is our belief, our hope.
如果在圣诞节里面我们忽略了这些非常重要的信息，我们可能信错了。
So if we if we ignored all these important meaning of a Christmas, we have made a mistake.
我们知道很多人都会在圣诞节休假，坐游轮到沙滩上去晒太阳。是那个住酒店度假酒店，然后住一星期，把费包肥，然后这是很多人在圣诞节期里面的盼望。
You know, some people they look forward to taking a week off during Christmas season, go on a cruise trip, eating buffet 24/7. That's what they hope for the Christmas.
我们是尽情享受在地上的各样的祝福。
They wanted to enjoy all the earthly blessings.
但是我们却忘记了神真正要祝福我们的。
But we forget what God wants to bless us.
就是我们要得到神在亚伯拉罕之约里面的祝福，要得到大卫之约里面的祝福。
That is the promise in the Abrahamic covenant and the Davidic covenant.
这两个约对以色列人讲是非常非常重要的。
These two covenants are crucial to Israelites.
我们因信接耶稣基督，我们就成为亚伯拉罕后裔。
We have become descendants of Abraham through our belief in Jesus Christ.
我们因信耶稣基督，就成为弥赛亚国度的国民。
We have become people of a kingdom of Messiah.Through the belief in Jesus Christ.
所以这也是我们的盼望，这两个约也是我们的盼望。
These two covenants are what we hope for.
所以在圣诞节里面，我们盼望着弟兄姐妹能够把上帝要祝福我们的这样的好消息，能够与我们身边的人所分享。
So encourage every brother and sister to share this good news, this hope with people around you.
盼望着我们的邻居、我们的家人、我们的同事、我们的朋友也能够得到这两个约中的祝福。
We hope that our families, neighbors, colleagues, they can also receive the promised blessings in these two covenants.
因为这样的祝福是永恒的。
Because this blessing is eternal.
所以这就是我今天借着马太福音第一章第一节要给弟兄姐妹分享的，在圣诞节要给弟兄姐妹分享的信息。
So, this is what I want to share with you, based on the book Matthew, book of Matthew chapter 1 during this Christmas season.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢我们在天上的父神。
We thank you, dear Heavenly Father.
你借着你的独生子耶稣基督来到世上。
You send your only Son to the world.
要成就对亚伯拉罕、对大卫所有的祝福。
To accomplish all the promises you made to Abraham and David.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们现在在耶稣基督里面，我们就得到了这些祝福。
We have received the blessings through Jesus Christ.
我们盼望着更多的人能够也得到这样的祝福。
We hope that more people can receive these blessings as well.
因为这是永恒的。
Because this is everlasting.
因为这是最好的。
Because this is the best blessing.
超过地上任何的祝福。
Better than any forms of blessing in the world.
感谢天父。
We thank you.
你祝福我们。
Thank you for blessing us.
你祝福我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for blessing every one of us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.